Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. It is so great to be back with you. Of course, I had a great time with my family in Portland. Nice break from the heat and humidity as well. But I was flying back, and I'm not going to eat everything that's sold in like the little stores at the airport. I'm not going to eat everything that's on sale at an airport. But I decided to get some pretzels and hummus. But it was garlic roasted hummus. And I decided to eat it on the plane. And I'm thinking, I kind of feel sorry for these people around me because I'm like busting open this container of garlic roasted hummus and I'm eating it. Since I'm eating it, I'm not going to smell it. But I wonder if everybody around me could smell the garlic or hummus. I mean, they might as well sell bad breath mints at the airport for you to, take those and board a plane. I also couldn't help it. I couldn't help but laugh. When the flight attendant, so my flight from Portland coming back, there's no nonstops between New Orleans and Portland, so you always stop somewhere. On the way back, I stopped in Vegas. And so I kind of had to chuckle at the idea of when the flight attendant is saying, if the possibility, since there's a possibility of a water landing, since there's a chance of this, you need to know what to do. So they're talking about, your seat cushion becomes a flotation device and all of that. I'm thinking, we're traveling from Vegas to New Orleans. The only chance of a water landing would be if the plane crashed on takeoff in one of the huge pools at the hotel. And then I love when people send you a text when you're flying somewhere. Be safe. Like, I really don't have much to do with it. But anyway, it's a nice thought. I have a pair of tickets to give away to a Michael Bublé concert. It's the Smoothie King Center, July 17th. Listen for the Michael Bublé song of the day, which is Haven't Met You Yet. When you hear that, if you were the eighth caller to our contest line, you get tickets. And the number is 260-WINS, 260-9467. Eighth caller is a winner from WFUL. I've never seen Michael Bublé. I'm planning to see him July 17th. And I've heard from people who know that he is an unbelievable performer. And that it's a really great show. Now, I mean, obviously, it's not heavy metal, it's not hard rock, it's not rap, it's a certain genre, but it's apparently Michael Bublé puts on one excellent show. I have to comment on the caller we had right before the news. I think his name was Carl, and we were talking about 1 year ago, it wasn't 1 year ago today, but 1 year ago this month, in a small town in Virginia, there was a restaurant, the Red Hen, and the restaurant became famous because they refused to serve a Trump secretary, press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The Roanoke Times did some investigation and found out through the lodging tax revenues that business has been steady. And so this restaurant kicking Sarah Sanders out because she served Trump, refusing to serve her, did not hurt their business. But it really made me think about the bigger question about how ridiculous it is to not serve somebody because of their political opinions. And the caller right before the top of the hour news was going on and on about how every night Stephen Colbert does his monologue and it's Trump this and Trump that. So I assumed he watches every night. He said he doesn't, but he seems to know a lot about what Stephen Colbert does. And, if you don't want to watch it, you don't have to. And if you don't watch it, well, that's fine. But, it shouldn't be your decision to tell somebody else what they want to watch. The show's ratings are great. The audience is packed every night. So again, you don't have to watch it, but it shouldn't be your decision to decide what somebody does, because if it's working, if something is working and it's popular, then obviously some people like it. And this is when I think we forget that we're America. We're one country, but we're really not. Not anymore. We're divided along so many different lines. And so here's a guy reflecting a mentality in this country that, well, you know what? You make fun of Trump, you shouldn't be on the air. What about the people that made fun of Obama? I know immediately. Well, it wasn't that bad. No, hanging the president from a noose really isn't that bad. All the things that were said about Obama really weren't that bad, were they? We forget. But when it comes to serving somebody, shouldn't we be Americans first? And so what if Sarah Sanders works for President Trump? So what if you don't like what she does in her job? She's walking into your business. You're in the United States of America doing business in America. Why should you discriminate against somebody because of their political ideology or a political affiliation or who they work for? If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, let me say, Scoot, years ago when I was with the police, we were able to get discounts at certain restaurants, but I never wanted to go through drive-through restaurant in my uniform. Just the possibility of somebody doing something to my food had me freaked out. Interesting. I mean, again, you can't look. There are some bad police officers in this world. There are some bad everything in this world. Every group has bad people who are part of that group. But you can't judge the entire group by the behavior of some. So it's just, you know, I don't know. We just, it's really sad. But, you know, it's something to at least address. Because I don't know exactly when. I think it was over time. But we became a country that is not Americans first. We do not act like Americans first. We act like Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, whites and blacks, gays and straights. We define ourselves by the group we're part of first. And after that, yeah, well, we're Americans. No, we're Americans first. And that's the spirit of this country. And if you love this country, and if you call yourself a true patriot, see, this is the problem with a lot of people who call themselves true patriots. They're really not. Because you can't not understand the spirit of this country. You can't fail to understand the basics of the Constitution and call yourself a patriot. It's unfair. It's false labeling. You can't just put a flag out and claim to be a patriot. You have to actually act like a patriot. And one of the ways we act like patriots is to basically respect the spirit and the rules of our country. And in this country, we're not supposed to discriminate. So I got a text that says, should a minister who is against homosexuality be forced to marry a gay couple? No, because that is a religion. And if there's a group that is based on a common denominator, you could keep people out of the group based on the ideology. But when you're a public business and you're open to the public, you do business with the public. I don't care if they want a cake. I don't care if they want to be served at a restaurant. I don't care what you think of their life. You serve them. But it's almost as if we're looking for ways to discriminate. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll continue this this conversation. But I want to add to the conversation this hour. My experience of riding in a Tesla, a self-driving car, in Portland last week. Wow. What a car. I mean, I'm not here to do a commercial for Tesla. But if they would like to hire me as a spokesperson, I'd be happy to do a commercial for them. But it really is about the self-driving car. I never thought I would be comfortable in a car that was driving itself. But now with experience, driving to the Oregon coast, on the highway, at highway speeds, in stop-and-go traffic, I was totally comfortable in this self-driving car. And I didn't think I would be. In fact, in the Tesla, there are no gauges or instruments on the front panel. I mean, nothing. In fact, the driver's side behind the steering wheel is just like the passenger side. There is one large, probably, I don't know, maybe a 19-inch or 13-inch monitor, computer monitor, right in the middle. And the radio and the speed and everything is controlled through that. And that's where you get all your readings for everything. So I admit it's kind of strange, but, you know, I felt safe. So here's our question. Would you consider owning a car that had self-driving capabilities? And have you driven in a car? Have you driven a car or ridden in a car that was self-driving? And how did you feel? All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, number's 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Wikipedia says Dr. John was thrown out of Jesuit in 1954 for playing as a professional musician at nightclubs. Wow. I guess that was against the school rules. Rolling Stones kicked off their tour Friday night. Keith Richards dyed his hair. It's no longer silver. I don't know. I thought he looked okay as a silver-haired rocker, but Mick Jagger is such a physical phenomenon at the age of 75. Can't wait for them to come here. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Have you ever ridden in, or have you ever been behind the wheel of a car that has self-driving capabilities? I mean, this is supposed to be our future. How do you feel about that? If you've never done it, do you think you would just hate not having that control? You know, I have a fun car to drive. So I love driving my car. I mean, I love the way it drives and rides. I mean, I love driving it. But after spending last week in Portland and riding around in a Tesla and with self-driving capabilities, there were times when I realized, hey, you know, this is pretty convenient. In fact, the self-driving car doesn't know how to tailgate. It doesn't know how to road rage. It has no emotion. So, you know, in a lot of ways, it's actually maybe safer than drivers. And I always thought I would be really insecure in it. I posted some video, and I guess it kind of explains what it's like. I posted two videos on my Facebook page, SOTA, Scoot on the Air, of me in the passenger seat riding in a Tesla that's self-driving. And I show there's no feet on the pedals, no hand on the steering wheel. And it shows that there's just this one monitor in the middle. Anyway, I felt more secure than I thought I would. Would you? We're also talking about Sarah Sanders a year ago this month kicked out of the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, because she's the press secretary of President Trump. And some gay employees didn't want her served because of Trump's desire to bar transgender people from serving in the military. So she was kicked out. Last year, we talked about this on the show, and I said it was wrong to kick her out. And I still think it was wrong to kick her out. I don't think we should be judging people based on their political affiliation. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. Personally, I'd rather Jimmy Fallon, but since I'm a devoted WWL news watcher, I never turn the channel quick enough when the news is over. Colbert triggers a gag reflex in me. That's okay. Who said you had to like him? I mean, there are people that trigger gag reflexes in me. I mean, that's being human. You don't have to like them. But what they do is, I mean, it's fair. It has always been fair from the very beginning of our society to make fun of presidents. Presidents have always been the target of jokes. They've always been the target of criticism. And I think I don't agree with everything Colbert says, but some of the stuff is really, really funny. And if you don't like it, you don't watch it. But it's just a reminder that just because you don't like something doesn't mean it should not exist. And that's the problem we have in this country now. It's not only enough for us to have differing opinions. It's getting to the point where, well, my opinion is different from yours, and you can't have your opinion because I disagree. Or you shouldn't be able to publicly display your opinion because I disagree with you. How could you possibly call yourself a patriotic American if that's your mentality? From the North Shore, Travis, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Travis.
Man, I served in the U.S. Marine Corps, and my family's deep in history and serving this country, and it just hurts my heart to listen to people say they're going to walk up and slap someone. You know, I mean, it's just ignorant, and ignorance has just grabbed this country by the gonads, yeah. Pretty much, you know, and it's really hurt my heart. You know, I moved here 4 years ago, and this city really has opened me up more. You know, the older I get, the more my eyes seem to be open. You know, I didn't like Trump in the beginning, but now that he's there, I like some of the stuff he does. I don't like some of the stuff he does. I'm like you. I'm a registered independent, you know, but I don't go around pushing my views on my kids. I give them the opportunity to make their own choices.
Well, you're certainly, I think, you know, it's certainly fair to share your political beliefs with your kids. There are people who almost want to, like, demand that their children turn out to be just like them, and that's just not reality.
Yes, sir. I mean, growing up, my family was a Democrat. My dad was a Democrat. Now my dad's a Republican. You know, my yep. parents are Republicans. You know, I mean, it comes with a time, and it's your choice. And people like me and other service members give you that opportunity to make that choice. You know, don't take advantage of what we have sacrificed to give you. And I am very happy to be here in New Orleans now and meet the people that I meet.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different walks of life, and there's so yeah. many different ethnicities. To just, man, it makes me feel better. But to hear someone come on the air and say they're going to slap someone just because of their views and they make fun of someone,
yeah.
that's just like stabbing me. You know what I mean, sir? It's just
Travis, your response is coming from a very patriotic person, and I appreciate that you understand that, and we also thank you for your service to our country, and I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir, so much.
All right. Here's a text that says, Stephen Colbert is free to say whatever he wants. Your caller is not free to slap him. Yeah, and that's when I asked the guy if he liked prison food. Because if your attitude is, hey, if I disagree with you, I'm just going to walk up and slap you. Well, you know, you're going to go to jail. I mean, you can't do that. Because this is America. Here is a text that says, it has nothing to do with politics. It's the damn lies. Well, people lie. And I'm sure whoever wrote this text has lied, too. I'm sure they've lied to their family. I'm sure they've lied to their boss. I'm sure they've lied to themselves. So it doesn't. If the lies support a political agenda, then it ultimately comes back to being about a political agenda. And Sarah Sanders should not have been refused service. It's been a year. A newspaper in Virginia did some research and found out that the business has not suffered at all. Kicking her out has not hurt their business at all. It's remained steady since then. But that doesn't mean that was the right thing to do. And it just makes me realize that we, in my opinion, we should just not judge people based on their political ideology. I mean, we should be more accepting of that. And by not accepting somebody else's differing views basically says, I am not a patriot. Because you can disagree with somebody, but you can't not even accept them as a person or as a customer because their views are different. That is not American. Would you feel totally out of control if you were driving a car that was driving itself? I mean, in stop-and-go traffic, the car knows exactly where to stop. Now, here's my question. You know, sometimes cars and the parts of cars malfunction over time. What happens when these self-driving cars get older? What happens when some of the cameras start malfunctioning? Are you going to get a warning? I mean, it's something to think about, because if it's new, well, that's one thing. But if a car's been on the road for 20 years and is a self-driving car, I mean, look, sometimes cruise controls don't work over time. Sometimes things fail in cars because they're mechanical. So I guess I wonder what would happen in the future. But I found myself to be a lot more secure in a self-driving car than I thought I would. So we're talking about that. We're also talking about just the judgment in America and the idea of not serving a customer because of their political or I guess, personal ideology. Here's a text that says, do you know any information on high-speed police pursuit in New Orleans about an hour ago? No, I don't, but we'll look for that information and just check in with our news and check in with our website, WWL.com, and hopefully we'll have the information there if something did indeed happen. Here's a text. Was there any music in the car? Yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's radio. Again, everything is controlled by this. I'm going to guess and say it's a 13-15-inch monitor right in the middle of the car. No gauges or anything, even on the driver's side. Just like the passenger side. It's like wood grain panels. So I thought it was an interesting experience. And it's in a way, I guess it's where we're headed with self-driving cars. And I didn't think I'd like it, but it was really kind of cool. And then when I saw the drone, the size of the drone that was shot down by Iran, when I saw the size of that thing, I'm thinking, okay, how long is it going to be before we have the opportunity to fly in airlines that are essentially like drones? Like, would you fly in an airline with no pilot? No, see, I don't know. I wouldn't like that. I mean, is that hypocritical? I'm comfortable in a car that drives itself, but not comfortable in a plane that is flown by somebody else? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Cantrell and her staff is off to Hawaii. Why is the conference of mayors being held in Honolulu? It should be held in the center of the U.S. Well, I mean, that's your opinion. This is somebody who's just looking for something to criticize. The mayor announced in advance, and I guess she learned a lesson from the Cuba trip, but it was announced in advance that Mayor Cantrell is taking her family on a family vacation and then for a couple of days and then going to the Conference of Mayors in Honolulu. I mean, why is that your concern? Maybe the mayors voted to have it there. But do you see what happens with a text like this? It's somebody looking for something to be critical about. And believe me, there's enough legitimate stuff to be critical of. Don't have to go out of your way to be critical of the mayor's conference being held in Honolulu. I mean, who cares? So what? You know, but it's like, well I don't want her. See, this is exactly what I was saying earlier. It's not so much to have a different opinion now, but it's like, I want to tell you what to do. I don't want her to go to Hawaii. I don't want her to have that opportunity to go to Hawaii. So it shouldn't even be there. They shouldn't even have the conference there. Again, what business is that of yours? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Would you consider owning a car that has self-driving capabilities? 63% say no, 37% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, what happens if the car computer goes haywire going 70 miles an hour? Hope there's a you-know-what button. obviously, just like with cruise control, if the car is self-driving, you can take it off self-driving immediately. I mean, you grab the steering wheel and it automatically goes back to manual. So I don't really know that is a concern. But I was impressed by the distance that this self-driving car left between it and the car in front of us. That, you know, it wouldn't be distracted. Because it's a computer. It's not going to get distracted. It's just going to pay attention to where the car is and then slow down based on the car slowing down in front of them. Al, you're on WWL.
Oh, hey, Scoot. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Well, you know, I'm an old man, so I'm going to give you some old stories. You know, I grew up in the 60s, and there was no shoes, no shirt, no service. And it was the owner of the restaurant or whatever, they supposedly had the right, if they didn't feel like serving you, they'd tell you to hit the road, yeah? Is that still relevant in this day and age?
Yeah, because no shirt and no shoes has to do with attire, and it's not a rule that is judging somebody for who they are or the freedom to express their opinion. It's a rule that applies to everybody.
We'll go to the next fragment of the conversation, which if you had long hair and a beard and, you know, you didn't you looked like you were part of another culture, then they wouldn't let you in the restaurant either, or hotels and all kinds of different things. So even though, you know, we were it wasn't as bad if we were it was worse if you were black. Because they really didn't want you in the restaurant. But then white middle-class society started to realize the feelings and the hatred that existed, you know, in America for a different style of person that was growing up in America. It was love it or leave it. You know, it's been here for a long time.
Oh, it has been. I mean, I remember that discrimination, and there was a time in my life when I had very, very long hair. You know, I guess my point is, Al, that, you know, if we're looking for ways to discriminate against people because they're different, then I don't really see how that fits into the spirit of this country. I don't see how you call yourself a patriotic American if you're going to discriminate against somebody just because they have a different view or a different look from you.
But what can we do about it? How are we going to change it?
Well, we can talk about it and bring it to people's attention. You know, there are, you know, there was the Civil Rights Act of 1964. There is talk now about whether or not the LGBT community is a protected class or whether they should be allowed to be discriminated against. So the conversation's going on. But, you know, even above and beyond the laws, Al, it should be in our hearts and minds that we are Americans first. And, okay, somebody works for President Trump. Somebody doesn't agree with President Trump. You're going to not service this person who is an American just because she works for President Trump? I think that's wrong. And I think that we just appeal to people's better side.
I agree with you 1,000%. But what I'm trying, the point I'm trying to make is that in World War II, what percentage of America wanted to go with Hitler and the Nazis?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been around for a long time.
Well, it has been, but I don't think
it's going to change that personality or that hatred that's instilled. There must be a genetic code about mean, aggressive people, and they don't want to hear any new ideas, and they don't want to see any new.
That's their problem, and while they can have that problem, they shouldn't manifest that problem on the rest of this country. And if you're in business and you've got that problem, maybe you shouldn't be in business if you're going to refuse to serve some people based on their political affiliation.
Yeah, well, I mean, we go back to 1968 when we won the at the Olympics, when we won the gold medals, and some of the runners that were on the platforms in protest rose their fist, and they were angry about having to run for America, but then again, they couldn't get in certain restaurants, and they came home and they weren't treated well.
Well, and that's one thing. That's one thing that did change, and we forced that change, even though some people didn't like it. We forced that change through the Civil Rights Act of 64. Al, I appreciate the. I'm sorry, I've got to move on, but I do appreciate the call. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments. It was on this day. You know, sometimes you just stick around and you get a great opportunity to get a promotion. It was on this day, June 24th, 1990. Keyboard player Roger O'Donnell quit The Cure. He was replaced by Perry Bamonte, who was a roadie for the band. So the roadie got promoted to keyboardist. So, you know, sometimes you just got to stick around the same job, and you never know when you're going to get promoted. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Hey, a self-driving car is more than cruise control. I mean, it, like, does everything. And, in fact, the computer can actually detect the speed limit in any area where you are. Like, if you're driving down the highway and the speed limit's 70 miles an hour and you want to go 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, you can put that into the computer. It's amazing. It really is. And I thought it would be really insecure and not like it, but I found it to be very relaxing. And you know, we took the Tesla to from Portland to the Oregon coast, which is about an hour and a half or so. And man, there were times that it was just put on not only cruise control, but just self-driving control. And it knows how to, it picks up the lines in the road. And I know it seems so scary, but I'm telling you, I thought I would be frightened, but it was kind of cool. And then in stop and go traffic, I mean, if a car slows down, it knows to slow down. And the computer doesn't know how to get distracted. So maybe in some ways it's actually better than drivers. I had a comment on my Facebook page when I posted the video from riding the Tesla. I got a comment from somebody who said that with the crazy drivers in New Orleans, this wouldn't work. I don't know. With the crazy drivers in New Orleans, it might work. From Slidell, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, what? That call sounds great for all Mississippi drivers. Does it make you get out the left lane and go the speed limit?
No, you really should stay in the center lane because it's going to go the same speed. Sorry, what?
That's great for some drivers that come in from Mississippi. They all use the left lane, do about 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's that's a whole different topic. And you know, look, if you're not passing, then just get over.
Yeah, well, I'm being sarcastic, but I would love to try one of that. If you fall asleep, does it keep on going?
Yeah, it would. I mean, you'd crash. Well, I mean, it would stop if the traffic stopped in front of you, the car would stop. And I'm sure there've been some cases, but you know, you look, you've got a responsibility to stay awake if you're behind the wheel of a self-driving car. The car is doing all the work, and so, you know, I guess you could be free to text. I guess you could be free to do a lot of things.
Well, like you were saying about the drone plane, you know, 90% of the planes, if I'm not mistaken, once they get to a certain altitude, they just put them on automatic pilot anyway.
Automatic pilot can start long before that. Most of the planes in the air today can basically fly themselves. But I like the fact that there's a pilot and first officer up there.
All right, Scoot.
All right, Terry, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll come back with more of your comments here. Here's a text that says, Sarah Sanders was refused service at a business. She was discriminated against based on something. At one time, this country, there were businesses refusing to serve some based on race. How is refusing to serve her not illegal? And that is from Jeff. I don't know, Jeff. Well, the legal answer is that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is not part of a protected class. That's the legal answer. The real answer should be she should not have been discriminated against at all. And look, if the self-driving car gets into an accident, man, who do these attorneys sue? If your car caused an accident, call me. We'll sue the manufacturer on your behalf. Because, I mean, like, if you're self-driving and the car gets in an accident, it's not the driver's fault, is it? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Happy birthday today to Mick Fleetwood, the drummer and the person who the band's named after, Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood, 72 years old today. You know how tall this guy is? He's like, you know, 6'2", 6'3", something like that. I was standing behind him in line at the MTV Video Awards. He's right in front of me getting champagne, and the guy's like, I mean, I'm looking up like I'm looking at a basketball player. Hey, from Metairie, Chuck, you're on WWL.
Good. Hi, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
I haven't driven a totally self-driving car yet, but I rented a Kia Optima, a high-priced vehicle, and didn't even realize that the thing had driver assist on it. And I was driving down the road, and I just, you know, all of a sudden I started realizing that the steering wheel was kind of tugging on me a little bit.
Well, you didn't have to engage anything? It just did it?
I think maybe it was left engaged from the last person that drove it or something. I didn't fool with anything.
Wow.
And I didn't even look to see how to disengage it. But I was just driving down the road, and then all of a sudden I realized, I think I looked over at the passenger with me or something, and the thing actually started turning into the, you know, it was in a turn, like a turn in the road, and it just started turning itself. And then when I would weave out of the lane, it would start beeping. And that's when I realized the thing was, you know, at times it was driving itself. Now, what would happen, though, is if you left your hand off the steering wheel too long, it would disengage.
I see.
So I started trying to figure out how to keep the thing engaged all the time, but it wouldn't.
Well, so when you had the feeling that it was, when it was driving itself, did you have a confidence? Did you feel secure?
Well, once I realized it was starting to drive itself, I started taking my hand off the steering wheel, and I would wait. I would watch to see when it was activated. I would wait till it would be activated. And then when I got into an area where, when it turned or something, I'd take my hand off the steering wheel, the thing was damn accurate. I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't at the point, it wouldn't do it in small, tight areas, so I couldn't tell if it was going to. But it did have the braking thing on it, and it would alert you if you were trying to change a lane.
Yeah.
And there was a car right by you, it would push you back over. It wouldn't let you go.
Chuck, I have to leave it there. I've got news coming up. I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing your experience because I really didn't think that I would like it at all, but I found myself very comfortable in this totally self-driving car. Now, this is really kind of a thing of the future, and, you know, a lot of people are saying, no, I would never do that, but as time goes on, you might change your mind. I wrote an op-ed blog. I guess somebody would disagree with it. It's about Dr. John, and it's from the Private Memorial Service. From Dr. John over the weekend. It's on our website at WWL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.